The stars of tomorrow are heard here on Next Rated.
I'm sitting here with Anna Saya, and we're talking about her music, her success on social media, her success on TikTok, and we're talking about my frustration with the recording not starting when it was supposed to.
We love it.
You know, behind the scenes, so much to have happened, but I'm still glad to have you here. And I've got to ask you, you know, from beginnings in Las Vegas, how did this all start for you?
I mean, growing up in Vegas, it's, you know, you get a mix of people and a mix of just different cultures. So I really loved that fact that you get to have, you know, just like a 24-hour Walmart open sometimes or stuff like that. You don't really see across the country. So it's a blessing. I like to look at it. Growing up, it kind of sucks. But now that I'm 21 and up, I'm like, okay, this is kind of nice.
So you're still there now. You're still in Vegas.
For now, I'm still in Vegas. We're looking into moving right now.
We? Who's we?
Me and my partner, my boyfriend right now. We'll see. We're still looking at the time frame of things.
Is he in music as well?
Oh no, he's a sports guy. Completely different side of the world.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk about
Next Rated.
When I first got your stuff in my inbox like a month ago, and I was trying to negotiate this interview with your PR firm, and you know, it was just hard to nail down. So thank you for talking to me today. Let's talk about how your parents and your heritage influenced your music. From what I understand, your father is Italian.
My father is more American than he is Italian. The Italian's just in the last name, so I think he's like a fourth generation Italian. He doesn't know a lick of it. But yeah, my mom is from Mexico City. She was born and raised there. And you know, growing up with a mix of that, just being in a Mexican-American household, you get a big, you get a big influx of, you know, from going to school, and then you come back home and you get like the spiciness of the salsa just like irritating your nose sometimes. But I love the fact that she just really made a big effort to make sure that we were raised in our culture more than anything.
So speaking of the salsa, I was watching your TikTok where you decided you were going to tell her that her salsa wasn't hot enough and to get her reaction. And she did not disappoint. And she said she used 47 peppers. And you said, well, you should have used 60. And eventually you told her you were just joking. How does she react to that after the camera was off?
Oh my God. I mean, she was more like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, you of all people, because my mom's tolerance for spice, it is out of this world. I don't know another person that can really match her at that level. So she's just kind of instigating it further. She was like, no, I know you're kidding. Like, there's no way. She was more like, I don't believe you. Like, why are you choosing violence today?
And speaking of your TikTok, you have like 6 million followers. How did you get your follow count that high?
Honestly, I don't know. No, I think it's more like I was just very authentic with the things that I was doing. And I didn't really care about all the noise that I would hear sometimes, because I found my little community of people of No Sabo kids, which is people who like grew up surrounded by Mexican or Hispanic culture, and they didn't really learn Spanish, but they know broken Spanish. So I feel like there's so many of us out there, and they all really resonated with the content I made. And because of that, it just kind of blew up with everything. And of course, with the help of my mom yelling at me, like all Hispanic mothers, it definitely did some good for my numbers.
Next rate.
But you have pretty fluent Spanish from listening to your music. How did you end up speaking it so fluently? Because English is your first language, correct?
Yes, English is my first language, but there was never a time I didn't understand Spanish because of how often my mom would speak it, but she never spoke it to us, which is very infuriating, whatever reason. So I ended up learning from it in school. And then I pursued a minor in college. I didn't finish the minor, but that was because of COVID. So we're just going to pretend that it. And then I kept making videos. So it's really just repetition, a lot of practice. So when I did my song in Spanish, I wanted that to be encouraging to others who maybe, you know, were like me that started late and they didn't feel like they could learn a second language. But the reality is you can. Yes, it's easier when you're younger, but that shouldn't inhibit you from wanting to keep learning. So I'm glad that it's there. I put a song out there that literally gives people a reason to want to learn a new language, whether it's Spanish or not, you know?
How long did it take you to finally master the art of speaking Spanish?
Honey, I did not master it. Not even close. I like to think I'm at an advanced level, but then you hear me around my family and I'm like, damn, I just sound like just a gringa sometimes. But yeah, working.
So if you go on a world tour and you go to Spain,
don't even put Spain in the ballpark, honey. They don't touch us with the Mexican dialect. It's crazy.
Well, I had heard it was kind of like speaking American English and then going to England and speaking American English. And they're like, well, what do you mean? You know?
Pretty much.
Next Rated.
Decided to make music in a Spanish dialect, you know, and you've got this song, The Reason. Who produced that?
That was my amazing producer, Kevin Ganny. He's a part of another group of producers called The Octaves. And I met him through social media. He found me online like a year ago, and he saw something in me that I didn't quite really see in its full yet. So he really just helped become a magnificent support and backhand in the industry that I knew so little about and am starting to learn a lot more just through him alone. So I'm so thankful to at least have him in my corner during this crazy roller coaster of a ride.
All right, without further ado, we're going to play the song. It's called The Reason on Next Rated.
Next Rated.
También hay otra diciéndome que me rinda. En el espejo veo reflejado lo que sueño. Todo el mundo riendo y yo gritando fuerte sentimiento. Todos mirándome, la atención se deja ver de aquí y de allá. Muchos buscándome, no me quedo en un lugar. I'm finding a reason. Todos mirándome y no me dejan ser de aquí y de allá. Muchos buscándome.
This up. Talk to me about your musical influences and what got you here.
My musical influences, they're so broad because I grew up also with my dad's like 60s, 70s music. So you have like the Beatles, Eagles, all of those, like Led Zeppelin, all those types of like rockers and vibes. Then you have my mom's from the 80s with Luis Miguel, Cristian Castro, Salina Quintanilla, of course. And then I have my own taste with like the reggaeton beats with, you know, Luis Fonsi, Chino y Nacho, like all those kinds of people. So I just kind of try to make it into my own. And sometimes you can hear it with even like the strings in the song. I love that guitar sound that you hear sometimes, but not like very often, I guess. It just made it even more come together in a way that I love the sound of how it came together. I think my producer did just an amazing job with that part.
Did your parents, how did they react when they first heard your music?
Oh, my mom and dad, I played it for them and immediately they look at me and they're like, that's you? Like, that's you? That's crazy. So they were obviously very proud and very happy because I just didn't really, again, I have the hardest time believing in myself sometimes and finding the courage to even pursue something that I love. So showing them this side of me, it felt just surreal. So I think they saw that also in the song because immediately they were just so supportive. It was they would keep it real with me. So I'm happy that they enjoy it. They were saying how they were playing it over and over again on their way back from California, driving back and forth.
How much music have you recorded so far?
This is the only one so far, but we are in works of an EP. So that is, you know, in the process of being made at the moment. Don't want to get too much into it because we're obviously a work in progress. So there's more to come for sure.
Well, before you leave us, grace us with your socials so that everybody that's listening can follow you and get more of the antics of you playing tricks on your mom.
You can follow me on Instagram at Anna Saya Official, TikTok and YouTube at Saya and Anna. And that is all. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. And I'm sure the audience does as well. Next time when you drop that EP, you come back here and we'll even have a bigger talk about all of these songs.
Thank you. I would very much love that.
Next Rated.